Hi.
Hi, is this Rhonda?
It is.
Hi, Rhonda. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Rhonda, I got to know from Carl, your project manager, that you're dissatisfied and are requesting for a refund. May I know the reason behind it?
Well, I mean, I signed up September 27th, which was 6 months ago. And it took several months for them to do corrections in my book. And most of the corrections were things that the team did. The mistakes were things that the team did. I don't think anyone ever read my book. And so anyway, that, and it's already been 6 months, and there's nothing really to be seen, nothing to be done. I can't see anything that's been done. So, yeah, I want to go ahead and get a refund.
Okay, all right. Just give me a quick moment. I'm pulling up your account here. And by the way, if there were any errors or issues, we did accept that part, and we republished your book after fixing that, right? Or are you saying that there are still errors in the book that's
no,
live?
No, they finally got it done. I think finally in the end of January maybe is when they finally got all the corrections done.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, it started in September. But they said that they have already put it on Amazon and republished it. It is not on Amazon. My book is the only book on there is the first published book. A lot of my friends, my family have looked. There's not a new published book on there. And all the reviews that are on there and the 5-star rating is because of the first published book. Like I said, the one that Carl said that you all have done, it's not on Amazon. And they told me that it was going to be on Amazon and a lot of different places. I mean, it's not been put anywhere. So, yeah, I just want to get a refund and start over.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for that detailed explanation, Rhonda. Let me pull up your account here and see what's going on here, okay? So I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay. Okay. What happened?
Thank you very much for being online. I just pulled up your book online, and I see that the book that we republished, a slight interruption with the revised cover, and it also shows the date as well of January 18th. So that's the book that we republished. Where's the old
book? Okay, no one else can see it but you all. You all are the only ones that can see it. None of my friends, none of my family can see it. So. And, you know, not only that, I mean, when they started in September, they said it would be published by Thanksgiving, then by Christmas, and by Valentine's Day. And, I mean, it's just been one disappointment after another. So.
I understand where you're coming from, but we're going to be addressing one issue at a time. Now, you're saying that your friends and family cannot find it. Can you share a screenshot with me as a proof? If they can write the name of the title on Amazon, search it up, and send me a screenshot of the results that they're getting once they type out the name of the book. Because I didn't even have to write your name. It just came up.
And
with
well,
the title.
It's not only, it's not just that, and I don't want to bother my family and friends anymore. I mean, it's not just that. It's Carl said that they would have to go use a URL to even find the book, this, that, and the other. There's just so many things. It's not just that. It's just so many things, and I'm just tired of everything. So I do want, I mean, it's been 6 months, nothing to show for it. So I do want, not one book's been sold. So I do want a refund, and I mean, I don't want to, there's nothing else that can be said. I just want a refund. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I just want a refund on it.
I understand what you're saying. Let me explain to you why we are getting into the reasons of it. Okay, what happens is that when you request a refund. fund to your project manager. Your case is escalated to the compliance department. From the senior manager, for example, in your case, that's me, I get to the bottom of it and understand what exactly went wrong in your project. Now, if you're giving me reasons, for example, like your book was not published or republished from our end, it's not available on Amazon, then obviously I'm going to be needing a proof of that to forward it to the finance department, because I'll be making your case. I'll list down the reason, I'll provide them the evidence that, you know what, this is true. Whatever the client is saying, it's factual. It's not just something of a word of mouth sort of a thing, right? So based on that, that's the only reason why I'm asking if you can, all right, don't bother your family and friends. If you can just write the title on Amazon and send me the search results of it, take a screenshot and send that to me, that will work too. I mean, if I don't understand why it's happening, but if it is, then we need to contact Amazon. How is it possible that at some searches it's available? If you're searching it, it's not available. So obviously there must be a technical glitch on the back end.
Yeah, no one has seen it but you all. But it's been 6 months, and it says in the contract as well that if I have not got 250 to 300% of my ROI back by then, I can get a refund. I've not sold one book. Not
right.
One book
I was about to come down to the marketing as well. Just give me a quick moment. Okay, I'm just pulling up your marketing project here just to see what's happening. In general, when you have a guaranteed ROI, see, if you're taking a 6 months package, it's a complete package, which consists of two milestones or two
campaigns.
Hold on
1 second, please. Hold on 1 second for me. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No problem. I was just explaining to you that if you're signing up for a 6 month marketing plan, which comes with guaranteed results or a return on investment, what happens is that the initial 3 months, we divide the overall campaign into two milestones. The first 3 months is an awareness campaign where we work on the engagements, likes, reach, all of that. And the last 3 months is the conversion campaign. That is when you can expect sales, ROI and all of that. All right, so that is basically the breakdown of it, because obviously we cannot start off on the aggressive campaign from the beginning of it. Initially, we have to create a footprint of you as an author and for the book as well, that, you know what, this is something that just came out recently from this particular author. So based on that, we run an organic campaign in the first 3 months, which is called an awareness campaign, and then the last 3 months is specifically for the conversions, because that is when we pace up and actually assign a paid budget, and then we run the paid campaign for you. All right, so I was just waiting for your marketing team to confirm the marketing calendar, the last marketing calendar that we have worked on. Okay. Okay, apart from that, Rhonda, Carl also told me that you were concerned about the recent reviews that were posted on Trustpilot for the company. Is that right?
About what?
The reviews that we got. There were like three negative
reviews
that we got consecutively.
Yes, I was concerned about that too. They were just horrible reviews about you all, and I should have looked when I first hired you all, but I mean, I was just. Everybody
they were not there. They were not there when you signed up. They just appeared recently. Let me tell you the insight behind that as well. The one that was posted by Christian King, he was an author who requested a video call with one particular individual. Now, there are a lot of people in your team, all right? It's not necessary that everyone is going to be comfortable coming on a video session. She didn't mind coming on a Zoom session, sharing screen. They had almost like 16 to 17 hours of Zoom recordings, okay? But the problem was that she had a past trauma or something due to which she wasn't comfortable coming on a video session with the clients. That was the escalation that led for him to, he couldn't accept it. He was like, why can't she come? If I'm paying the money, she should be there. It's my demand. I'm the customer, and she should come on a video regardless of the fact that if she has an issue. She had so much of an issue with coming on a video call that she actually left a previous company, and she was not working with them because of this pause. Now, in our situation or in our industry, what happens is that, all right, you are comfortable doing a Zoom session. You're comfortable coming on video. That's completely fine with you, but it's not mandatory, you know. It's an optional thing. If you're comfortable, well, good enough. You go ahead and do it. As an alternate, the company actually asked the rest of the members to get on a video session with him, and they all agreed. So they did provide a replacement, and his last comment or feedback was, excellent, I'm so excited. That was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours of seasons just to get a fiction idea of this client on his recommendation. So everything was being done. This is the trigger point, basically, where everything initiated. He posted this review. The company contacted him for his refund as well. Now, you know what? We are refunding you. He wasn't even willing to engage or communicate. He was on this vendetta that he wants to just mollify everything on behalf of the company's name. Now, once he posted that review, a lot of sleeping clients who had lost the disputes and all of that, all of them came back. For example, the second case, Bruce Simmons, I was personally handling his case. He filed a dispute. The problem that happened is that he filed a dispute, and obviously when you're filing a dispute, what happens is that your bank or your credit card provider asks for correspondence from the company and from the client as well, in order to determine who's on the right side and who should keep the amount. Because there are a lot of cases in which customers, they are talking unreasonable things, and you know, they're taking the work as well, and then they are also taking the amount back. So that's not fair to a company as well. Now, what happened is that he filed a dispute, he got his amount, his bank asked for a detailed correspondence from him and from the company as well, and we both provided the correspondence. He confirmed to the company that, all right, fine, I disputed the payment, I got my partial amount, because there was a delay in his copyright documentation, to be very honest. I'm telling you the transparent picture, all right? So there was a delay in his copyright documentation. He didn't receive the documentation on time. It was delayed like for a month or two. And since it's all the registration and paperwork, obviously we cannot control all of that because it's coming from the Washington, D.C. registry, the actual copyright office. So he confirmed this to us 6 months ago, and he's posting the review now just because he lost the dispute. Now, how's that our fault? If you're filing a dispute right now, and then you're coming back to me and you're confirming that, you know what, I have filed the dispute, I have received the amount, and everything is good to go. The book that you delivered, the book that you published, all the marketing that you did, I'm satisfied with everything just because of the delay on the copyrights. I had filed the dispute, and I got my money now from my bank. Thank you so much. Project is closed now. Now, later down the line, just because of an escalated review, which was completely irrelevant to his case, he saw that review and then he posted another review. All right, I got scammed. Why he posted that? Because the bank reversed the charge. When they saw the detailed correspondence, when they saw that he was satisfied with the company, when they saw that copyrights was delivered, although there was a delay, which we acknowledged and accepted, but we compensated him fairly with other services as well. And he got the end result product too. He got it in his hands. So there's no point of disputing that payment and taking 100% on that. This was the second case. Now, the third case that we're talking about, we're already fighting a legal case with them. There are lawsuits filed on them, Rhonda. So these are not legitimate cases. If you're talking about them, you can check out the review response on Bruce Simmons. It's all there on Trustpilot that we have everything. We have all the correspondence. We have the evidence to provide to anybody who is requesting for it. For example, you two, in order to prove that that is a complete unrelated, unreasonable case. And the first one, I don't understand, it's madness. If somebody, if one individual, just because of the personal trauma, cannot come on a video call, how are you blaming everyone on that? How are you disregarding all of the work that we've done for you? It's irrelevant. You should be concerned about your end product. So these were the cases regarding the reviews. All right. Let me just quickly check if I got the information. I'm so sorry. I've been talking for the past 1 minute. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Just give me a moment. Thank you very much for being online, Rhonda. Rhonda, your marketing campaign, I just got the status. We're in the second month of the awareness campaign. There's still like 4 months marketing pending. So what is wrong at this point of time?
The 6 months is up. They said it was going to be done in 6 months. The 6 months
no,
is up.
No. Rhonda, 6 marketing months. If there is any kind of publication involved, see, understand, there are 2 timelines that you follow on the marketing campaign. I'm not sure if somebody explained this to you or not, but let me clarify. When you're signing up, there are 2 timelines to be followed. One, the actual timeline from the date that you've signed up with us. The second one is from the time the campaign is on. Because obviously when you're signing up, with us, the day that you've paid the amount, we are not just randomly starting the postings and putting the campaign live in a rush. Understand? If you signed up, let's say, let me get the date. You said you signed up in September, right? 27th of September. That's when you signed up. So obviously on the 27th of September, that wasn't the day when we initiated the marketing. Now let me give you an example. If on January 18th we republished the book, okay, so obviously we could not have started or initiated the marketing before that. Otherwise, where would be the purchasing link? Where would the people go to buy the book if there were any errors there? So considering all of that, at least, see, I'm not saying no to a refund, but if I present this case or forward this case at this point of time to the finance department, they are going to clearly say that how is your client expecting any kind of results in the second month of awareness campaign. At this point of time, what you are to expect is the engagements, the reach, the comments that you can expect at this point of time, because we're working on your footprint at this point of time, on your identification, on your personification as an author. That's what we're working on right now. So after another month, that is when you can start expecting results. And then your case will be solid, you know, because then we will be in the conversion campaign phase. See, 100% refund, no questions asked, is when we failed to deliver the results in the guaranteed timeline. And right now we are in the second marketing month. I would recommend, Rhonda, that you give the team at least 2 months more for them to complete the awareness campaign. Obviously, with the monthly report, they will be updating you regarding the status of the engagements and the likes and all of that. And then, probably in the first conversion month, all right, fine, how about this? Let's make a fair deal. I'm not going to tell you to sit out the complete 3 months of conversion campaign, okay? Let's take, for example, the first month of conversion campaign, and that will be the 4th month of your marketing campaign. Currently, we are in the 2nd month. Give me 2 more months, and if in the 1st month you see no sales at all on your book, you come back to me, and we're not going to have a detailed discussion. I'm just going to go ahead and provide you 100% refund on your marketing amount. Fair enough?
I don't know. I have talked to my son about it because he's upset about this too. I mean, he told me to begin with that it was a scam, and everything that he has told me has come to light. I mean, it is not even on Amazon. If it's not on Amazon, it's nowhere else.
It is there, Rhonda.
So,
it is there, Rhonda. I can share the screenshot with you. What's your cell number?
864. I mean, you might see it, but nobody else can see it. None of my friends
just
see
give me
it,
a quick moment.
They see it?
Rhonda, give me a quick moment. So sorry about that, Rhonda. All right, so the number that I'm calling you on, is this your cell number?
Yes.
Okay. Here it is. And by the way, if your son has any issues, how about I talk to him?
Okay. Yes, I'm going to his house in a little bit, and I can call you back. Hold on one second. I have a friend here with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second for me. Interruption. I-N-D-E-R-R-U-P-V-I-O-N. All right, I want to see it. Okay. All right. Let me just call you back when I get to David's house. It's
all
probably
right.
Going to be a couple hours, but I'll just give you a call back on this number.
Right, and my extension is 606. Can you give me an estimated time frame, just in case if I'm in a meeting, then I'll have to make something work?
Can I text you and let you know, because I'll have to talk to him first.
Okay, perfect. I'm texting you right now with my name and the screenshot for the results that I'm getting, okay? And then you can text me back regarding the time frame.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Rhonda. Take care. Bye-bye.